are you? I hope you've been doing well. It feels like forever since I recorded a mini episode, but it's been quite a week, quite a few weeks for me. I hope your weeks are better than mine, or have been better than mine. I think it's important to sometimes walk away from your day-to-day routine, step back and look at what is really important in your life that you want to hold on to and cherish, and learn to be in the moment. And that's what I've been doing, is to give myself time to reflect and work on my own mental health, really. Sometimes when I step back and just think about what is most important to me, that's when I can continue to go on with my life and remember why I do what I do. So I hope today, or someday this week, you will take some time for yourself to just step back a little bit from your job, from whatever that you have that you do day to day. So today's mini episode, I really want to just talk about what can you benefit from counseling, or what can we benefit from counseling, because I've personally been through counseling myself, and so I'm speaking this as not only as a counselor, but also as someone who's been through counseling. So some of the things that I've been thinking about in terms of how counseling can be beneficial, it kind of makes me think of before I was counselor. I remember this one specific moment where I was thinking, man, I just wish I can talk to someone who would just listen to me. And at that time, I didn't know what counseling was, or I didn't know that counseling can be this beneficial to me. Just having that someone sitting there listening to my problems and help me look at my problems from a different perspective, and someone who is not biased at all. I know it sounds kind of out there, but just having that someone who's not biased sitting there just listening, it's so stress relieving. It's so comforting. So that's the question I want to ask. Have you been feeling like really lonely or sad for no reason? You feel like you just want to get something out of your chest and you're not sure what it is. Maybe you feel like your physical body is heavy and just feel like you can't move on, no motivation, or you feel kind of stuck in life, or even nervous to do anything. Just that nervous feeling of even making a phone call sometimes, or going to the store, and just some other things that I can think of that might help you think about maybe counseling could be beneficial would be just noticing like certain patterns about yourself. So other patterns that I can think of are like, maybe you feel easily envious of others. You can't sleep, maybe due to overthinking or ruminating on past events. Or maybe you're someone who is always there and like take care of another person. Let's say you're a caregiver of someone who's sick in your family, or even a caregiver of maybe your elderly parents. Or maybe you have difficulty adjusting to a new environment. There are so many things and topics that I can think of that would make someone to think about, hey, maybe I should go to counseling. I also have people asking me, what if I don't have a hard enough life? Do you think I can still go counseling? I would say absolutely. Because even though you may think that your life is not hard enough, a lot of times as you start sharing about, let's say, your family dynamic or your background or the things that you've been through, sometimes just having the other person who is totally like a stranger, right? Like a counselor is a stranger who's not in your life, to look into your life. Sometimes the counselor can help you point out things that you don't even know that you need help for. I know a lot of times when I'm in a session with new clients, during the first session where we call an intake session, where I ask them all about their background information, where they come from, a lot of times they would say, oh yeah, I have a normal childhood, you know, just like everyone else. And then I'll just kind of pause and think about, okay, what is normal, right? A lot of times we may think that our lives are normal, but how do we even define normal? Because what's normal for you may not be normal for me. And I've heard of a lot of clients saying things like, yeah, you know, it's normal. My dad would always just slam the door and yell at home. It's just normal. But is that really normal? If you don't think you have a hard enough life, I would kind of challenge you and ask you that. What you think is normal, is it really normal? Because a lot of times, from a counselor's perspective, some of the things in your life may not be normal. And maybe what's causing you to be a certain way and act a certain way. So there's really no harm in getting an assessment done. I would just say get an assessment done. And if a counselor feels like you need to have sessions, then he or she will let you know. If not, you know, they would just say, oh, maybe you can just come in for a checkup like once a month or once every 6 months. It depends. When it comes to counseling, whether if it's beneficial or not, it depends on what you bring into the session. So the content of counseling can be anything that you feel comfortable and whatever that you want it to be. So an individual session can look very different than like a group session, because in a group session, sometimes it can be more topical, such as talking about anxiety, depression, grief, substance use, social skills, like a premarital counseling group. Yeah, I would just say, if you're wondering if counseling would really work, think about having someone that you don't know, but is there to 100% help you, like there for you, and letting you have a safe space to be who you are completely without any judgment. If you think that someone like that is going to be very helpful for you to just process through your life, because life is complicated. Life is huge, right? So if you think that you need someone like that to just kind of give you a different perspective, to give you some insight into your life or problems, I would say, yeah, counseling would be beneficial for you. I know sometimes people think that, well, maybe if I can just take medications, then I can get better, or I can feel less stressed or feel less anxious or feel less depressed. But counseling exists for a reason. I have a lot of clients telling me like, wow, I didn't think that when I talk things out, it makes me feel better, and I can't explain it. I just feel better just talking things out. I mean, it makes sense. All the accumulated pain and hurt that you have buried deep down, imagine kind of like like a trash can, right? Like you've been stuffing and stuffing down trash in that trash can. I'm not saying that you're a trash can, but just imagining that, like a can full of trash, it just feels stuffy. Like if you keep stuffing it, like there's a limit to that can, right? So when you take that trash out of that trash can, that's when you're like, wow, it doesn't smell anymore. Wow, like I can finally put in more things inside. So it's kind of like that. So that's really it for today. I hope that this is somewhat encouraging for you to make you want to at least try counseling out for a few sessions. So I hope you have a good one. Thank you for listening in.